Hello, friends. I always address my friends because Jesus calls all of us friends, right? Why not? So I always address before the homily my friends, okay? Is that okay? Yes. Very good. I begin my homily always with a joke. I don't know how many of you know that or not, but you might have heard about it. He raised his hand. The reason I begin my homily with a joke, not because people have to get entertained. I'm not telling the joke to get entertained. But I'd like to let you know through that joke that, you know, we all come to church to worship the Lord with so many problems in our families, with so much hard feelings, so much tough moments we go through. When we come to worship the Lord, we all have to leave, go happy. Not only that, God loves each and every one of us. So I want you to smile. That's why I like to begin the homily with a joke. So smile, God loves you, okay? Amen to that. Okay, here is the joke. Are you ready for a joke? Okay. What did Aaron Rodgers say when he broke up with his girlfriend? Please pay attention to the answer. Go, pack, go. Go, pack, go. This is just a joke. Breaking up from the relationship is no fun at all. Any kind of rejection is no fun at all. You might face some kind of rejection. You might have faced some kind of rejection. You might have faced the breaking up of your relationship. So, whatever, in the midst of all this, God loves you. God is there to save us. God never judges like we do, we human beings do. So if you feel that I am rejected, just disregard that feeling. God loves each and every one of us. No matter where you are in your life, God does not judge us. Each and every one of us is precious in the eyes of the Lord. We may judge people so many ways and so many times, but God, for God, we are all precious in the eyes of the Lord. So, today's liturgy, today's scripture readings, is calling us to strengthen our trust in the Lord. You know, Jesus was rejected. Jesus was rejected not only by the Jewish leaders, not only by the scribes and Pharisees, but also, as we read in today's gospel, by his own hometown people. But he never got frustrated. He might have been frustrated. That never drew him back from his mission. He always trusted in God, the Heavenly Father. Until the end. Dear friends, that's what we are all called to do. No matter what kind of situation you are in, whatever the circumstances you are living in, we are called to build up our trust in the Lord. You know, on the judgment day, we are not going to be judged based on how much money we have in the bank account. We are not going to be judged based on how much money we have in the bank account, but we are all going to be judged based on how we developed trust in the Lord, how we were faithful followers of Jesus Christ in our lives. And not only that, how we pack up our trust, how we pack up our good deeds. You know, we are not going to take anything with us when we die, right? Can anybody say, I'm going to take all the material things that I accumulated on this earth? Can anybody say that? None of us. None of us. You and I cannot take whatever we accumulate here on this earth. So the Lord is calling us to strengthen our faith in each and every moment of our lives, no matter what kind of situation you are in. You know, people of Jesus' hometown, they were amazed at his mighty power, but at the same time, one thing they were lacking is lack of faith. So they could not experience the mighty power of Jesus. So sometimes we are all skeptical like those people of Nazareth. When we go through tough moments of our lives, we are like skeptical people of Nazareth. So, dear friends, let us develop our trust in the Lord and let us faithfully follow the Lord as the true disciples of Christ. I also like to point out the second point. Even though you are rejected, even though you face rejection on this earth, with the strength of the Lord, don't reject anybody. Don't judge people based on the color, creed, or any kind of bias. Jesus accepted everybody without excluding anybody he accepted. And we are all called to live the inclusivity. That's what Pope Francis has been insisting, how we have to be living the inclusivity than exclusivity. So we have to have that inclusive attitude. I just wanted to bring that. Recently, the immigration policy, we have been talking about that more nowadays. I'm not bringing this up to talk about the politics, but I have to connect our life to the through the scripture readings, you know, how some people are excluded just because they were strangers to the country. I totally agree that they should enter this country legally, not illegally. I totally get that. But at the same time, the children were separated from their parents, which is against the dignity of human being. The young parents might feel that how your children, if your children are separated from your family, what would be your feeling? It is a hard feeling, right? It's a very tough feeling. It is heartbreaking. So it is against the dignity of human being. So at least let us learn from this to include everybody in our lives. Let us not judge people based on the race. Let us not judge people based on the religion. Let us include everybody. So finally, before I finish the homily, I wanted to do some visual here. Here I have a quarter. Can anybody read the tiny letters? The kids can read. What do you see in the center of the coin? On the top, it says United States of America. In the center, can you read? I don't want to embarrass you, but if you can read that, I know what it is. But I just wanted to let you know that we use coins most of the time, but how many times we don't realize that in the center of the coin, in God we trust. Oh my gosh, you are right, right on board. In God we trust. So I'd like to finish my homily. In God we trust. This nation, this is a beautiful nation, United States, is standing under one God. We are all standing under one God. You know, we recently celebrated 4th of July. We celebrated our independence. None of our lives is independent of God. We all have to depend on God for each and everything. That is the first point. You know, we may have superheroes like Aaron Rodgers, like a sports star, or any film star. Kids know that, and even the adults. Each and every one of you has a fan. But you may have a fan. There is nothing wrong to have a fan, but Jesus is the superhero. Jesus should be the superhero in our lives. And he should be given the first priority. So, Christ, and then Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Packers, and then Badgers. Whoever you want to follow, okay? So, in God we trust. Let us build that idea in our minds every day as we move on in our lives. So if we trust in the Lord, we will be a faithful disciple. And on the judgment day, we will be judged based on how our relationship is with the Lord strengthened, how we packed all our good deeds by serving the Lord, by serving one another. So, dear friends, let us love the Lord our God with all our heart by trusting in him, but by having a personal relationship with him and by serving him, by serving one another. Let us love one another. Let us love God. In God we trust. Amen. And so let us all stand.